It's mid-October, and while sweater weather is finally here, so is the hottest part of Philly's arts and culture scene with festivals, food, and fun across the board. Let's start with the Philadelphia Film Festival, tonight through October 26th at multiple venues across the city. It celebrates 34 years of premieres and panels, and this year's lineup is stacked. Rian Johnson's Knives Out sequel, Wake Up Dead Man, makes its Philly debut. HBO's Task, filmed in Philly and Delco, gets a special finale screening, and Philly fans will get a first look at Prime Video's new Allen Iverson documentary.
So many things in life, you trying so hard to do the right thing, but trying to do the right thing leads you into doing the wrong thing. It's a lot of things that I wish I could have changed, but I wouldn't be me.
We'll have all the details on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. From features to shorts, but still cinema. Asbury Shorts brings the best of international short films to the Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood tonight. Award-winning comedies, dramas, and animations from around the world are curated for folks who like their storytelling brief but powerful. It starts at 7. The Philly Music Fest continues through Sunday with local musicians playing in independent venues around the city. The lineup includes The Wonder Years, Katie Turner, Black Butterfly, Nazir Ebo, and Grace Gardner. As part of the fest, on Saturday, Rec Philly hosts Inside Hustle, a free networking event linking emerging artists and aspiring executives with industry pros. It starts at noon. David Byrne has already achieved the highest accolades in the music biz as the frontman for Talking Heads and as a solo artist.
Everybody laughs and everybody cries. Everybody lives and everybody dies. Everybody eats and everybody loves. Everybody knows what everybody does.
He's at the Met Philadelphia for 3 shows, tonight, Friday, and Saturday, on his Who Is the Sky tour. He's bringing a 13-piece ensemble that blends music, theater, and movement. His latest album of the same title features St. Vincent and Paramore's Hayley Williams. The show starts at 8.
I've got a bike, you can ride it if you like. It's got a basket, a bell, and rims and things to make it look good.
From the stage to the streets, the Philly Bike Ride rolls out on Saturday, starting on the Ben Franklin Parkway. But here's the twist. There will be no cars on the 20-mile route. That's right, no cars. No honking, no traffic, no crazy drivers. The event benefits the Bicycle Coalition Youth Cycling Program. It ends with a finish festival at the Art Museum with food trucks and live music. Corrals open at 6 a.m. The ride starts at 7:30. Let's go to the goats. No, not championship-caliber athletes, but the friendly creatures at the Philly Goat Project. They're hosting Goat-toberfest on Saturday at Laurel Hill Cemetery West. It's their fall fundraiser, and it comes with a goat costume contest, s'mores by the fire, and craft beers. Every dollar helps fund community programs all year round. It goes from 2 to 5 p.m. If your kids are more musically inclined, you can head to the Children's Halloween Spectacular, which takes over the Kimmel Center on Saturday. Part of the Family Discovery series, it blends classical staples like Bach's Toccata and Fugue with kid favorites from Harry Potter, Ghostbusters, and The Sorcerer's Apprentice. It starts at 11:30 a.m. Foodies, listen up. The Philly Taste Fest at the Valley Forge Casino and Resort runs Friday and Saturday with unlimited tastings, craft beverages, and celebrity chef appearances. Expect Tregay White from Food Network, Ben Robinson from Below Deck, and South Philly Barbacoa's Christina Martinez. It's a delicious way to spend your weekend. Doors open at 6 p.m. on Friday, and on Saturday, there are 2 sessions starting at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. And we'll wrap with music that feeds the soul. Johnny Swim, the husband and wife duo of Amanda Sedano and Abner Ramirez, bring their When the War is Over tour to Union Transfer tonight.
Oh, my daddy was the greatest. They tried dragging him to hell. You can't break that man in a cell. He ain't the one. On his knees, he's begging Jesus while they tore him down to pieces. Not begging for himself, just for his son.
The deluxe version of their album of the same name dropped this month, featuring a new collabo with actor Anthony Ramos. The show starts at 8. If that's not enough, we've got details on Fall Fest across the region, from the Great Pumpkin Carve to Manayunk Fall Fest and Bartram's Garden Harvest Fest, all waiting for you on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do.
Now that out behind the story goes. Brown sugar got me open, now I want some more.
Before we go, we're remembering D'Angelo, who passed away this week at the age of 51. He had a special connection to Philly through his work with Questlove. Fly high, King. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. Shalom.